Free Talk Live. Check us out at freetalklive.com. It's the live Christmas Day edition with Stephanie.
And Julia.
Yes, and we're so glad to be here with you. We've got a lot of exciting talk planned for you all tonight. And, you know, most other talk shows wouldn't be caught dead coming into the studio on Christmas Day. They want to relax and have some, maybe some turkey and some ham. And we certainly had that opportunity, but we got it out of the way a little earlier so we could come in and have an entertaining show for you all.
Ian is a slave driver.
I don't think so. He's not able to defend himself right now.
Forcing us to come in on Christmas.
Do you feel exploited, Julia?
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We better find a way to rectify that. But if you'd like to call in, the number is still the same as the rest of the week. It's 855-450-3733. That's one more time, 855-450-FREE. And of course, as you may know, Free Talk Live is a show where you're welcome to call and bring up whatever's on your mind. So we would love to talk to you about maybe your thoughts on Christmas. It's not often that we have a live show opportunity to discuss that, so only comes once a year.
My favorite. I love Scrooging on Christmas.
I'm a fan, too, and I'm excited for the show, Julia, because I think we're going to do a great job of Scrooging together tonight. So, you know, one thing I'd like to hear from the listeners, maybe we could start off by asking this question. It seems to me that Christmas is full of traditions that are just done for tradition's sake.
Right.
One of the biggest ones being giving gifts, right? Because so many people, like, give gifts out of obligation. They're not really giving them because it gives them joy to share with other people. They're giving them because they feel like they have to for some reason, right? And so I'd like to hear from the listeners, you know, maybe tell us like a really ridiculous gift that you received this year, or something that just really showed that the person who gave you the gift didn't know you very well. Those are always amusing.
I got one.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I got two Christmas gifts this year. Both were from work.
Yep.
One of them was useful. It was like coupons for five dress-down days so I can wear jeans to the office 5 days. That's actually useful, right? Cool.
Yeah.
Great. The other one was from my boss, and it's an ornament.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have a Christmas tree.
Wow.
So I re-gifted it. I sent it off with somebody else.
I was just thinking, Julia, you know, you're very crafty. You like to like make
yes.
do-it-yourself things, and I was wondering if there's any way you could turn the ornament into like a cool piece of jewelry or a something that you
Maybe.
Could wear.
I already regifted it though.
Yeah, that's
so.
I have no problem with regifting.
No
problem whatsoever.
There's no need to let somebody know that you did it. But if there's somebody, I mean, if I kept this ornament, it would literally sit in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather it, if somebody loves Christmas and it wants to be on their tree, then go for it.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, there are some people out there who love Christmas, but I think we're going to get into this on tonight's show, is that a lot of people are kind of saying no to Christmas.
Yes.
They're kind of changing those traditions that have always just been done for the sake of doing them because that's what we did last year kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? And actually, this is probably completely anecdotal, but I've heard a lot of people say this year that they just are not feeling it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? They're not into Christmas like they were in years past. And I wonder why. I mean, is it the economy? Is it because the Christmas music seems to kind of start earlier and earlier?
Yeah. I think that I remember before Halloween, actually, there was Christmas aisles being cleared out in Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And for, like, really? I mean, before Halloween? Can we get through
yeah.
Halloween before we have to look at Christmas stuff?
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like it goes on for almost 6 months.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people typically they don't want Christmas to be over, and so
yeah.
they don't take down their decorations.
It's like the one thing that everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but, you know, the average Joe looks forward to all year is Christmas. It's like greatest time of year.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I don't understand it.
There are even these, like, theme parks. There's one actually up by where Porcupine Freedom Festival is held in Lancaster, New Hampshire, called something like Santa's Playground or Workshop or something. And it literally exists all year, and it's all Christmas-themed. And you go there, and in the middle of June for Porkfest, and you see this, and it looks very strange and out of place.
Yeah.
Apparently, they do enough business, at least around the holidays, to stay open all
Who
year.
Who doesn't love Christmas?
Oh, us.
Yeah. It's just another day to me. Like, today is just a Sunday to me. Yeah. I mean, it's a Sunday that's a little more annoying than usual because I couldn't go grocery shopping and do all the things that I would normally do on Sunday.
That's totally true. Well, you could always do, you know, the stereotypical, I was raised Jewish, and I would always hear from my family, well, the stereotypical thing that Jews do on Christmas is go eat some Chinese food and watch a movie. Because that's the only two things that are open.
Yeah. I cooked a dinner. I actually went to the store. I braved the stores yesterday, which was annoying because they were really busy and I needed, I needed produce and things like that that you can't really get ahead of time. Whatever.
Well, Julia, I'm glad that you could be here with me tonight. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming.
I love doing
We're
going to
have a fun show. And, we actually do have some calls on the line. Maybe they want to tell us about their bad presents or about their silly Christmas traditions that they wish would end. So let's see who this is. We're going to go to this one unscreened. Caller, you're on the line with Free Talk Live. Who's this? Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Who's this?
This is Matt from Illinois.
Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say something about the Salvation Army, which I am now not working for anymore. The bell ringing campaign is
so. Just for our listeners who are not familiar, Matt called in last Sunday, I believe, and was talking with me and Mark about how he has been working for the Salvation Army as a bell ringer, and somehow it came up about something I had heard in the media, some kind of news stories about the Salvation Army having some anti-gay institutional policies, like they basically lobbied the legislature in different countries to keep homosexual acts criminalized, and also they had collected, signatures and run campaigns against gay marriage in many places in the U.S. and other places around the world. So, Matt, tell us what's on your mind about that.
I'm actually out there with the bell and people are talking to me and, just to interject what you guys were talking about, I think that this year I've gotten more into Christmas than I have in years past because I don't have a lot of money I'm not able to go out and do all the shopping and the commercialized things and stuff like that. So I've kind of felt more of a connection with my family, my children, and actually spending the time with them that I could, which is what I think that Christmas really should be about. I don't think enough people do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree with you that it seems like most of the reaction to Christmas kind of misses the whole point, which is, doing things that make you happy with the people that you like and choose to spend time with. Right?
Although, to add to that, I would agree that you don't need Christmas as an excuse to get together. You should do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Spend time with, and do what you like. Spend time with the people you love.
I agree.
That's true, too. I agree. I agree with that. But I think that at this time of year, because it's winter and everything like that, traditionally people are less busy. Although that doesn't seem to be the
case. It can be a convenient. Matt, go ahead. Sorry.
The modern way of life. It doesn't seem to be the case anymore because of the modern way of life. So, I think with the modern way of life, we should be able to find that. And we shouldn't have to celebrate a specific time of year. You're right.
So, Matt, did you have any stories about bad gifts that you've received or silly Christmas traditions? We kind of start out the show asking for those.
Going back to when I was a kid, because it's been a long time since I've even actually received gifts. I mean, even, once I got married and had the kids and everything else, Christmas kind of centered around the children. And, I never really wanted anything much in terms of material gifts from my wife. I was more always asked for special spiritual type gifts from her, but she didn't quite understand that. Anyway.
Interesting. Matt, do you have more?
Yes.
Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to go... bring you into the next segment. And this is Free Talk Live. If you would like to talk with us about Christmas or anything else that's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas edition. More coming up.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Julia.
And we are live on Christmas Eve. Excuse me, Christmas Day. See,
what
Julia,
day is it?
This is how little importance it carries with me. I forget what day it is.
I know.
But it's Christmas Day. We've checked the calendar, and we've made sure of it. And you can see us live in the studio if you go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can check out what we're doing. It's not all that interesting.
I was just going to say, but why would you want to? No offense.
Anyway, in the last segment, we were talking with Matt from Illinois, and I'm going to bring Matt back on the air because I think he had more to say. So, Matt, are you with us?
Yeah. So, okay, when I ring the bell for Salvation Army, I got at least a half a dozen people come up to me and praise how the Salvation Army handled their needs and their time of needs. When people were, there was some people who admitted that they were alcoholics and they needed help with that. And they had gone to the Salvation Army and got help with that.
Yep.
And there was people who had had fires in their houses. And they were telling me how the Salvation Army had come up and helped and offered, you know, they had the donuts and coffee out there, but they had clothes, they had food, they had a place for the people that their house had just burned down, a place for them to stay. And they were very helpful. And then the people would say how unhelpful the Red Cross was. And
compared with the Salvation Army?
Compared with the Salvation Army. For instance, I had one lady tell, well, I had one fireman say that the Red Cross would only show up at big fires, if the fire was a huge fire. At small fires, the Salvation Army would come with their coffee and donuts and offering the help that they could help the family or families that have been displaced. But the Red Cross wouldn't. But if it was a big fire, then the Red Cross would show up. I had one lady tell me that she got clothes from the Red Cross, but then the Red Cross billed her for those clothes later.
Wow, that surprises me.
Yeah,
that surprised me too. And I had a couple of people that I suspect were gay donate to the Army, and I don't think that once, I did not once get a story where somebody came up to me and said, you know, our house burned down, and they came up and they asked me if I was gay, and I said, yeah, and they decided not to help me. So, you know, that never happens. That I know of, okay? I should never say never. There might be a couple of stories out there. I don't know. So I don't think that these people are out there when they're helping people, I don't think they're going to worry about whether or not somebody is gay if these people are in need. I suppose not,
and I guess that's a positive step. But
right.
All the same, if they're using some of their money, or if they have these institutional policies that are opposed to gay marriage and decriminalizing these so-called, you know, these laws that prohibit certain acts and stuff, then, you know, I still have a really hard time supporting them because of that. What do you think,
right,
Julia?
And I understand that as a principled stance. I would have kind of a problem, too. And in fact, I do, but, you know, how I'm going to handle that is by, you know, voicing my concerns with them and try to, you know, convince them to change as best I can.
They are a very large charity. There's no doubt about that. And, Matt, we got some other calls on the line, so I think we're going to have to move on, but thank you so much for the call.
Can I say something? One more thing? Just to plug something that I did today.
Sure.
For Christmas, for myself today, I self-published a book on Smashwords.com. It's called The Edge of Sanity. It's by Matthew Wayne. It's $2.99. You can buy it at smashword.com by entering Matthew Wayne. And I just wanted to get that out there.
Good luck with your book, Matt, and thank you so much for the call tonight. So I don't know what you think about that, Julia, if you had anything else to say.
The Salvation Army?
Yeah.
I've actually never heard this about, this is the first time I've heard this about the gay thing. I haven't had much experience at all with the Salvation Army, so I don't feel like any input I have is really, you know, relevant.
Okay.
But I will say that the bell ringing really irritates me. Like,
I don't think you're the only one.
I get it. Ring the bell, but can it be like, ding?
Mm-hmm.
ding. Does it have to be like clank, 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 like all the time? It's so irritating. It makes me want to stay away.
They are making sure everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, when you see them, it's like, you know what they do now. Everybody mm-hmm. knows what they do. So why, if you're going to have a bell, don't ring it like that, please. Be yeah. gentle to my ears. It hurts.
Yeah. People, I think, want a certain amount of peace and quiet when they're trying
yeah.
to go shopping, right?
It makes me stay away. I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to approach that noise. It's awful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sound like a purist here. I'm sure they help a lot of people, but I personally would prefer to support a secular charity anytime
I
had
agree.
A choice. Yeah,
I agree.
And they just, the name is like this, the Salvation, that has this like really religious ring to it.
Yeah.
And then it's the Army. It's the
right.
Salvation Army. So they almost have the like religious and then the status
yeah.
memes all rolled into one. But
I've
know.
Thought that in the past, but I don't have much experience with them. You know, I will say they do bring in a lot of money because I used
yeah.
to work at a bank and they used to bring in the change and put mm-hmm. it in the change machine. And they brought in a lot of money every day. So people are definitely donating to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, yeah. I see. All right. Well, let's go to Kelvin in Colorado. He's been waiting on the amp lines. Kelvin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, ladies and mysterious right. gentlemen.
Are you talking about Ian?
Yeah, well, you didn't mention him, and he's sitting right there, so I was...
He's having a day off today.
incognito. Okay,
yes.
That's great. Well, sorry, ladies, I don't really want to talk about Christmas, but
that's fine. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
I understood that was what the rule was, so I felt free to do so. So I make it a point to reread George Orwell's 1984 every 5 or 10 years. These days in audiobook format, since I don't really have time to sit down and or patience to sit down and actually read the Dead Tree version, but each time I read it, I'm amazed at by Orwell's insight into the ultimate nature of government and his the clarity of his vision into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who haven't actually read the book seem to think it's mostly about like pervasive surveillance, cameras and microphones, and Big Brother is watching you and all that stuff. But after you actually read the book, I've come to understand that it's about much deeper and more insidious type of totalitarianism.
Well, sure, Kelvin. The ultimate scene comes to mind where Winston, the character, is in jail and he's looking at the four lights and they're telling him, no, it's five, and they keep beating him every time he
yeah.
says it the correct number. And then ultimately he caves in and says, okay, it's five, right? And that really reminds me of a lot of the things that the state does today. It's all about obedience. So, Kelvin, hang on the line if you have more to discuss about 1984. We're talking about liberty, Christmas, and maybe whatever else is on your mind. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is the number, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're so glad to have you joining us tonight on the live Christmas edition with Stephanie
and Julia.
And you can call us and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, as usual. That's the rule on Free Talk Live. Hey, I want to let you know about something really interesting. The Free State Project is having an event called Liberty Forum, and it's February 23rd to the 26th. It's coming up very soon, in about 2 months, and it's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be a part of it. It's going to be at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, a little bit upscale. You can get a hotel room, and if you're having trouble affording it, you can split a hotel room with several people. Probably can get the cost down to like something like $25 a night. So, you know, it's Porkfest level if you have some roommates as far as affordability goes. And we've got a lot of cool speakers lined up. The Free State Project, and actually the organizer, Chris Lawless, who's working very hard behind the scenes to get all this going, has got many cool speakers, including Joel Salatin, author of You Can Farm. And I believe he also wrote a book called Everything I Want to Do Is Illegal, which I find very interesting.
Yeah. So sounds like me.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I can relate. It's a very eye-catching title. Also, some speakers from the Institute for Justice, kind of fighting for business freedom, from the 10th Amendment Center, survival experts, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, and many, many more. And I heard there's also going to be an unconference there, which is really cool. There's always sort of some, you know, kind of conventional speakers, like your conventional, conventional convention, right? And then there's some alternatives, like the Alternatives Expo.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah. So no matter who you are, there's something for everyone at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, and you can check them out by going to freestateproject.org and it's very prominently displayed on that front page. So let's go back to the phones and talk to Kelvin. Before we left off, in the last segment, Kelvin, we were discussing with you about 1984, the novel by George Orwell. And you had some more things that you wanted to say on that, I gather.
Yes, and then I'd like to carry this on into something that's more immediately relevant.
Sure.
But anyway, just to recap the stuff I was saying about 1984, is that it's not so much about cameras and surveillance as it is about control of the populace through altering the way they think. And it was done principally through language control to become a subset or subsequent mind control.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar with this book, it's a classic, but not everybody has read it.
You know, I read it years ago, and I would love to read it again because I feel like I would understand it a little better.
Yeah.
You know, I think I was like 18.
Yeah. Ironically, I think I was like forced to read it in government school.
Yeah, there was a couple books like Animal Farm. We were forced to read Animal Farm too.
Yeah,
in government school.
Yeah, I wonder if school kids are still reading those books. I think I actually wrote a paper on 1984, and the teacher didn't believe that I could write at that level, and she thought that I had plagiarized it and accused me of plagiarism.
Nice.
Even though I hadn't, I had written it of my own self. But anyway, that's this. I don't want to make this all about me, but you know, Kelvin, you were saying there's a lot of elements in this book about language and how language is used to control people's thought. And I think it's completely true that language does mirror thought, and if there are not words to express certain thoughts, they will definitely be suppressed, right? And so in this book, they had this language, newspeak, and it was like it redefined all these words, and it made new words so that you could only use these government-approved terms. And can you think of some examples of that, Kelvin?
What they did is they really limited the richness of the language and the range of the language. Mm-hmm. So they eliminated a whole bunch of words, and then they would have things like you don't really need the term bad or terrible or outstanding or excellent. All you needed was the word good. And then if it was, you know, more than good, then you could call it plus good. Right. And if it was really, really outstanding, it would be called double plus good. Or if it was bad, it would be called ungood, etc. That isn't really taking it to a very deep level, but that's kind of the concept. But the idea is that most people construct their thoughts through the facility of the language that they understand. It's really hard to have a direct thoughts about, you know, concepts of economics or whatever. The idea was that by adjusting the language enough, you could make it so that it would be impossible to have unorthodox thoughts, which was what the term thought crime was about. And by the way, Julia, and everybody else, I recommend you go and read it again. As the older you get, the more you get out of it. And read the audio book version of it just when you're commuting and stuff. It's painless. It is pretty depressing.
I love audiobooks. I was going to say that 1984 was so sad to me because it didn't have like a happy ending.
Yeah.
You know, it was like it ended horribly.
Yeah.
It was like no hope. You know, and I found it very sad.
At the time when I read it, I think it was around the time that it was around the time that the U.S. government had just decided, George Bush had decided that we were going to go to war with Iraq. And the thing that I remember really jumping out at me was the fact that the government in the book was always telling the citizens, well, this place has always been at war. We have always been at war with East Asia or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I forget the names of the countries, but they were all in a perpetual state of war with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
It was East Asia or Eurasia and East Asia or something like that. But yeah, that was a big thing in there. So to bring this up to full circle to what we're doing today,
sure.
It seems like the people in the liberty movement need to, as much as possible, when we're communicating on a day-to-day basis with regular people that aren't quite tuned into it yet, we need to change our language subtly in order to break past that barrier, kind of doing an end run around the initial, oh, we can't do that, or we can't, you know, I don't think of it in that way.
And yeah, give us a specific example, Kelvin, because I want to hear more about this.
Excellent. I've got a few suggestions, and then the one that first got me thinking along down this track is that, you know, all my life it was public school, public school, public school. And then I used to go to this meeting at this place called I can't remember what it was, but it's a free market type organization. Center for the Study of Market Alternatives. That was in Boise, Idaho. I don't know if it still exists or not. Anyway, someone used the term government school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of set me back on my heels. I go, well, you know, and it just kind of sticks in the back of your mind, and then, it kind of percolates the surface every so often, and you think about it, and eventually you go, wow, that's exactly true. You know, when you thought about it as public school, all your life, you know, you never questioned it, never think about it, and then something like that hits you, and you go, wow. Anyway, that's how it was with me. So,
yeah, you know, this reminds me, Kelvin, of a speech that I heard from Stefan Molyneux, who's a philosopher and is in the Liberty Movement. He came to Porkfest about 2 years ago, I think. And Porkfest, of course, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's like a little camping freedom festival in the woods of New Hampshire during the summers. And he talked about language, and he was talking about the terms like Social Security and things like this. I mean, Social Security, if you really think about it, is essentially a government-sanctioned pyramid scheme.
Right.
That takes from younger people and depends on a large base of young people to divert money to the older people. But using a term like Social Security, which sounds so benevolent to talk about it, makes it really hard to convey the true intentions of it. And, you know, Kelvin, we've got some other callers on the line, but if you have more, hang on. Hold the line. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to bring up whatever's on your mind on this live Christmas Day edition, you can call us at 855-450-FREE. And there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live with your hosts, Stephanie
and Julia,
on this live Christmas Day edition. How many other radio shows are live on Christmas? Not that many, I believe.
I don't think many, no.
Yeah. And if you're listening on satellite or Sirius XM, why did I say Sirius? I think it's just XM now.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I depend on Mark, who's the normal Sunday co-host with me, to know about those things. But he's off on vacation right now. But we're here, and we're doing a show. And as Julia said earlier this evening, I liked what you said, Julia, about this is just a Sunday. It's pretty much just a Sunday to me, too.
It's just a Sunday where I can't go to the store.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's just an inconvenient Sunday.
What's up with that? Exactly. Hey, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, Sickle CAI does collections, and they do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables, and their employees are trained in resolving issues for you and your customers and treating them respectfully. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you also want to keep your clients, and they can strike that balance for you. It's Sickle CAI, and you can check out their banner over at freetalklive.com. Sickle CAI is a wonderful company, and I certainly support them. The person who manages that company, the person in charge of Sickle CAI, Jason Osborne, has been a supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time.
Great guy.
And he has a tradition that I don't think is a silly tradition. It's one that I rather like, actually. He usually likes to make a big meat feast on Christmas and call it Meatmas.
Yes,
I think it's
pretty
funny.
I went to Meatmas last year, actually. There was lots of meat.
Yeah. Always good stuff. So, okay, we're going to go back to the phones. We've got a caller, Scott, who's waiting up very patiently on the line, but I did want to give Kelvin a chance to finish up what he was saying in the last segment about kind of about language and about how we, how we speak, basically shaping our thoughts. So, Kelvin, go ahead with what you had to say.
Thanks a lot, Stephanie. I appreciate your indulgence on this.
Interesting. I like it.
Instead of letting people refer to Ron Paul or other politicians or people of the liberty mindset as isolationists,
I've heard that
call
before.
Non-interventionist, because we don't want to like be isolated and not have trade with other countries and intercourse with the citizens and all this stuff. We just don't want to go and meddle in their affairs.
Right.
So I think non-interventionist is a lot better term. And then here's one that really irritates me every time I hear it, is the term pepper spray. It sounds...
it sounds like salt and pepper, like, you know, very gentle,
yeah,
right?
Like,
oh, that's a pepper spray on your salad, right?
It's almost,
like butter spray.
It might make you sneeze or something like that. Well,
yeah, we know that's...
If you've ever experienced it, it is extremely painful and debilitating stuff. It feels like someone's running a blowtorch over whatever part of your body is hit by this stuff. Your lungs immediately contract and you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. Your eyes slam shut. They're full of tears. Your nasal passages fill with mucus. You're like choking to death, and it's like the worst horrible pain that you could ever experience.
Yeah, that's an important one, Kelvin. And Julia, didn't you just read an article last night about a man who was killed by repeated pepper spraying with cops?
That was actually Ian, but yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
They put something over his face, and they pepper sprayed him until he died. Have you ever been around pepper spray? Because I've never been directly, like, personally pepper sprayed. Mm-hmm. But one time I was downtown West Palm Beach, and we were just standing outside this club, and somebody else got pepper sprayed. And, I mean, we had to run. Like, it fills your lungs, and you cannot breathe. And we had to, like, run several blocks to get away from it.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what it would be like to be, like, it in your face. It would be terrible.
Totally incapacitating. And sometimes they'll do these really cruel tricks. Like, there was, it became an internet meme, essentially, this officer who was, I believe is at UC Davis or something, Officer Jones. The meme is called Casually Pepper Spraying Everything, and you can look it up on knowyourmeme.com or something like that. And it's basically this cop who took, like, crowd-grade pepper spray, which is very much more concentrated and even stronger than the ones that are just used for kind of, like, personal protection. And he was just casually just walking along the sidewalk and spraying these protesters who weren't doing anything. They were just sitting down. And another cruel thing that I've seen is that they'll, like, literally will get in someone's face. A cop will get into someone's face. Sometimes people who are handcuffed and literally just spray it right in their eyes. Just as
if that is any way justified. If somebody is in handcuffs, like the tasing, the shooting, the pepper spraying, why? Like, tell me why.
Well, exactly, and that's the whole root of this issue. I mean, those weapons are supposed to be considered like less lethal or less than lethal, and they've turned from things that are supposed to be used to protect the police if they fear for their safety to things that are pain compliance, essentially, and it's just awful. And I think Kelvin, you really brought up an important point that we need to be careful about our language for these things. And what would you suggest calling pepper spray instead of pepper spray? That would be less of a euphemism.
Excellent. I was afraid you were going to drop me before I got a chance to get to that. So the actual chemical at the bottom of all this stuff that's in the spray is called oleoresin capsicum. And in the trade or the people that are into this sort of thing, it's referred to as OC. Kind of like tear gas might be called CS, or there was CN at one time, certain kinds of nerve gas, or VX. And anyway, so I suggest that we call it OC chemical weapon, because that's what it is. It is a chemical weapon.
Sure.
And in fact, it's banned by international treaty for use in war, if you can believe that. So, So instead of calling it pepper spray, it might be nice to say you had OC chemical weapon used upon them. There might be a catchier and easier way to say it, but just to express the idea that this is a serious stuff and people have died from it. It's not, oh, we're going to blow some pepper in your face and you're going to be really inconvenient. Like, really bad. So, have a great rest of the night.
Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you so much for pointing that out, and hope you have happy holidays. Yeah, I think that was a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
I liked his call. So, okay, we got another caller on the line. We are we're talking with Scott now from North Carolina. He's listening on the internet, and I think he wants to talk about Ron Paul. Are you with us, Scott?
Yes, I am. I just wanted to say I was in law enforcement for 12 years until I had back problems and had to get out of it, and our agency required us to be sprayed with the OC spray, or the cat's time before we could carry it. So
to spray yourselves with it?
No, our chief did. He was trained in it, and he made sure our eyes were shut for a good while when he sprayed it because he didn't want us going around abusing it. And that's the way it needs to be taught. A lot of agencies don't require their deputies or police officers to be sprayed with it, but ours did, and we certainly learned to respect the power. So that's the pad. And afterwards, you dunked your face in water. You did everything you could, but for about 20 minutes, you were in some serious pain burning. It was pretty miserable.
Yeah. Scott, I'm sorry to hear about your back, too. I just wanted to add that.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want to say this may be a little bit inflammatory for some people, but I think it needs to be shared. Ron Paul has been attacked and with these supposedly racist remarks that he made, and I don't believe for a minute that he did. I think he's a man of great integrity, a godly man, a good family man. I just think he's what America needs. But we have two other candidates that belong to a faith, and I'll just read, if you don't mind, a real short sentence by this religious group these two candidates belong to. It says, let them apostatize, and they will become gray-haired, wrinkled, and black, just like the devil. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's Mitt Romney, John Huntsman.
Okay.
That they belong to. You can look back for 150 years. They believe that Cain was black and that he was cursed and that he was cursed with black skin and a flat nose, and that was the punishment for...
Wow. That's, I mean, and, you know, there's, I have to say, Scott, you know, the religious stuff is pretty low down on my priority list, but I know that there is definitely a history of sort of institutionalized or systemic racism in some religions, especially what you mentioned about, you know, some of these justifications that people claim are in the Bible, or also, you know, I know that in the Mormon Church, it was their policy not to allow black people to hold the priesthood, which was like a higher position in the church, until the 1970s, which is pretty, not very progressive, let's just say that. And Scott, did you have more you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, I would just love for a little bit more of that information to be shared. If we're going to attack a good man like Ron Paul, let's take a look at what our potential president believes, or at least is a part of a faith that did it when time believed it.
Scott, thank you so much for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming
up. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.